now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today, we're continuing to look at the topic, how does television influence our children? Some time back, an interesting experiment was conducted by the Association for Rational Psychology in Frankfurt, Germany. 184 typical men and women were selected by the group and asked if they could get along without television for 12 full months. All agreed to the test. Within the first month, 10% of the group had given in to the lure of the tube. By 3 months, 58% of the group had begun to watch their set again. At the end of 4 months, 90% of the test group were beginning to watch the TV set. And during the fifth month, the remaining holdouts all gave in and began watching television again. During the test period, 93% of the group said that they were more concerned about what their children were doing when they didn't have TV to watch. While asking parents to give up TV completely may seem a bit extreme, it does point up a contemporary problem that many families face. Without a doubt, the average parents have neglected their children in favor of the television set. I'm not saying that children are totally neglected, but I am saying that television has influenced the average parent to neglect to some extent their children, and the results are beginning to show up. For instance, 15% of today's American children fail to learn to read in a satisfactory manner. Now, there have always been some children who failed to learn to read, but the percentage has been growing since the advent of television. The suspicion is that parents have neglected the early stimulation of their children that used to characterize homes. For many decades, it was common practice for parents to read stories to their young children or to make up fairy tales or other adventure stories. But this practice has disappeared in many homes, and the children are simply allowed to watch television programs of various kinds. And television, no matter how good it may be, simply cannot provide the same kind of challenge toward reading that can come from a live presentation from a parent or some other person as they read from the child's storybook. A second major problem that's been growing in its extent is that of the physical development of children. A certain amount of active exercise is necessary for full development of the body. Without this, physical problems develop. But during the last generation, a noticeable change in the attitude toward athletics and exercise has become evident to those who work with young people in the area. Attributable at least in part to television, this has resulted in an unusually high number of young adults whose physical conditioning is poor and whose health problems are high. Accompanying the physical problems that may result from overexposure to television is the lack of sleep suffered by a youngster who stays up late to watch programs regularly. While an occasional late evening program will not hurt a child, a late program that's coupled with the following school day can introduce serious academic problems into a child's life. Too many children find themselves unable to concentrate at school and unable to complete their homework during the commercials of a TV movie. This can be a serious factor in the downward trend of a youngster's achievement at school. All this adds up to the fact that parents must control the television viewing of their children. And particularly during the early years of a child's life, parents must forego their own TV viewing to involve themselves with their children. Television can be interesting. Good programs can be seen. But wholesale TV viewing without discrimination and control can be harmful. We parents, particularly we Christian parents, who want God's best for our children, must be aware of this.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.